Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say there's a little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The pit-pats through my brain.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn are in America's DNA. Tom is a book for boys, Huck for adults, yet neither shrinks from the places in the human heart. Mark Twain's America appears in the songs of his time and in the songs written for stage and movie versions of his most famous and popular novels.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Mark Twain's world was filled with music. Fiddle music, banjo music, band music, cotillions, the budding of Tin Pan Alley, musical theater, the sentimental ballad. There were country tunes and city tunes, and Twain's travels as an unknown and as a world-famous novelist exposed him to all of it. He loved folk songs and waltzes, and he knew the classics as well. The country changed dramatically in the second half of the 19th century. Cities grew larger, people moved west to build towns, immigrants arrived. And from everything we did, songs sprouted and spread. Folk songs by word of mouth, marches by dint of civic pride and patriotism. Music was in the American air. The Grenadier Guards with Stars and Stripes Forever, and Pete Seeger, Sweet Betsy from Pike.
Wagon tipped over with a terrible crash, and out on the prairie rolled all sorts of trash. A few little baby clothes done up with care, they looked rather suspicious, though it was all on the square. Oodle-dang-call-de-di-do, oodle-dang-call-de-day, oodle-dang-call-de-di-do, oodle-dang-call-de-day. The Shanghai runoff and the cattle all died. The last piece of bacon that morning was fried. Poor Ike got discouraged and Betsy got mad. The dog wagged his tail and looked wonderfully sad. Oodle-dang-pol-de-di-do, oodle-dang-pol-de-day. Oodle-dang-pol-de-di-do, oodle-dang-pol-de-day. One morning they climbed up a very high hill, and with great wonder looked into old Placerville. Ike shouted and said, as he cast his eyes down, "Sweet Betsy, my love, we've come to hang town. Hoodle-dang, call-de-da-da, hoodle-dang, call-de-day, hoodle-dang, call-de-da-da, hoodle-dang, call-de-day." Long Ike and Sweet Betsy attended a dance. Ike wore a pair of his Pike County pants. Sweet Betsy was covered with ribbons and rings. Said Ike, "You're an angel, but where are your wings?" Hoodle dang, call de di do, hoodle dang, call de day. Hoodle dang, call de di do, hoodle dang, call de day. Long Ike and Sweet Betsy got married, of course. But Ike, getting jealous, obtained a divorce. And Betsy, well satisfied, said with a shout, "Goodbye, you big lummox, I'm glad you backed out." Hoodle dang, call de di do, hoodle dang, call de day. Hoodle dang, call de di do, hoodle dang, call de day.
The Grenadier Guards with Stars and Stripes Forever, and Pete Seeger with Sweet Betsy from Pike. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. On the Mississippi steamboats, pilots navigated its treacherous shoals and currents, and crew members stood in the bow with a length of weighted twine to measure the depth beneath the keel. They'd throw the rope into the water and call out the depth. Marking on the twine is 5 fathoms. Marking on the twine contracted over time to Mark Twain. And young Sam Clemens, a former riverboat pilot and an aspiring writer, had found his name. This is Harry Belafonte.
Many years ago on the Mississippi riverboats, they had men called gaugers. And the job of a gauger was to hang off the side of the boat with one hand, and in the other hand he had a ball of twine with a hunk of lead on the end of it. He'd wheel the lead around his head and let it fly into the water. And wherever the water marked the twine, he'd call up to the skipper and say, "Marking on the twine is 4 fathoms. Of course, day in and day out, year after year, this would get pretty monotonous. Until in the 1800s, a little man came along and revolutionized the whole gauging industry. Instead of saying "marking on the twine," he cut it short and said, "Mark Twain." And in between each marking, he'd fill it in with a little patter about himself and his everyday life. Well, if you'd been living at that time, coming up from a distance on the Mississippi would have sounded like this. Starboard bow. I got a gal named Cindy Lou. Feeds me gin and baked beans too. Mark Twain. Mark Twain. 3 fathoms off the starboard bow. I got a friend, his name is Pete. Sings dirty songs down on Beale Street. Mark Twain. Mark Twain. 2 fathoms off the starboard bow. I've been working the river since 92. I get a penny a day and bad liquor too. Mark Twain. I'm gonna save my money till I die. They gonna bury me all but my good right eye. Mark Twain.
starboard bow. Look out, skipper, pull it to the side. You gon' bust your bow and split your hide. Ooh, great God, we done run aground. Skipper gon' chase me with a big bloodhound. Mark Twain.
Harry Belafonte with his own Mark Twain. Mark Twain's life was filled with music. His mother loved songs and dancing, and his older sister taught him the rudiments of the piano. He spent summers as a boy on his uncle's farm, where he would listen at night to the singing of the slaves. In his grand house in Hartford, he played piano and sang for his guests. He apparently had a very good voice. He knew the songs of his time, he heard the striking new music ragtime, and he always loved the spirituals he heard as a boy, among them Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, followed by fellow Missourian Scott Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. I looked over Jordan and what did I see, coming for to carry me home, a band of angels coming after me, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. If you get there before I do, coming for to carry me home, tell all my friends I'm coming to, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Pete Seeger's Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, and Max Morath's Maple Leaf Rag. Mark Twain's life was one of journeying, as were the lives of his characters, along the river, around the country, back and forth through time. Those who stood still fell short of their heart's desires. It was a time when the country was also in motion, with an eye on the future. We were moving into cities. We were heading west to build towns along the railroad and near the far ocean. We made all of it into a myth, but Twain saw with a clear eye nourished by irony. The songs of his time offered a similar mix of the hopeful and the dark. Pete Seeger, How Can I Keep From Singing, and Wayfaring Stranger.
My life flows on in endless song, above earth's lamentation. I hear the real, though far off, hymn that hails a new creation. Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear that music ringing. It sounds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing? What though the tempest round me roars? I know the truth, it liveth. What though the darkness round me close? Songs in the night it giveth. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since love is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? When tyrants tremble, sick with fear, and hear their death knells ringing, when friends rejoice both far and near, how can I keep from singing? In prison cell and dungeon vile, our thoughts to them are winging. When friends by shame are undefiled, how can I keep from singing? I'm just a poor wayfaring stranger, a traveling through this world of woe. But there's no sickness, toil, nor danger in that bright land to which I go. I'm going there to meet my father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm just a going over Jordan. I'm just a going over home.
Pete Seeger with How Can I Keep From Singing and Wayfaring Stranger. Twain was born in Missouri and came of age on the Mississippi, but in the late 19th century he became a citizen of much of the world and chose to live in Hartford, Connecticut and Elmira, New York. Yet his life and career, his work, are inseparable from the Mississippi, the defining American river. He piloted steamboats along its length and that led to life on the Mississippi. And Tom and Huck grew up along its shores, as did the residents of Dawson's Landing, the setting for Pudd'nhead Wilson, his darkest novel. The Mississippi was part of him, as it's also part of our music. In 1910, Steve Porter wrote a minstrel song that we find offensive, even though it was part of the cultural landscape of its time. The American Quartet, Down on the Mississippi.
Come along, we're going to have some fun tonight.
Down on the Mississippi.
Keep a moving, cause the moon's a shining bright.
Down on the Mississippi.
Everybody's going to crowd into that boat.
Down on the Mississippi.
While the moon's a-shining down the river float.
Down on the Mississippi. Down on the Mississippi River, don't you hear them whistles blow? Ooh, 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 my, my, that's the way they always go. With the banjos a-ringing and the coons all singing, mm-mm, how we love that trip. We are happy down on the Mississippi. Down on the Mississippi.
Boss, we gotta go to sleep now.
Well, all right. Hey, Harry, that was great singing. Oh, I'll bet I can sing a song like that, myself. Well, they've all got the best and fight, Gary. I'm going to try it. So here goes. Come along, we're going to have some fun tonight.
Ah, they haven't gone to bed yet.
Keep them moving, cause the moon's shining bright.
Don't
they'll answer me. Everybody's going to crowd into that boat.
Down on the Mississippi.
While the moon's a-shining down the river float.
Down on the Mississippi. Down on the Mississippi River, don't you hear them whistles blow? Ooh, 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 my, my, that's the way they always go. With the banjos a-ringing and the coons all singing, mm-mm, how we love that trip. We are happy down on the Mississippi.
Sippy, sippy, sippy.
Down on the Mississippi.
The American Quartet, Down on the Mississippi. A century after Twain published The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, Huck reappeared on the Broadway stage in a musical called Big River. As in all tellings of Huck's story, his relationship with Jim, played out as they journey along the river, is central. The difference between a river in the rain and a muddy river is a matter of outlook and experience, an innocent and an escaped slave. From Roger Miller's score to Big River, Daniel Jenkins' River in the Rain, and Ron Richardson's Muddy Water.
River in the rain. Sometimes at night you look like a long white train, winding your way away somewhere. River, I love you, don't you care if you're on the run? Winding someplace, just trying to find the sun. Whether the sunshine, whether the rain. River, I love you just the same.
But sometimes, in a time of trouble, when you're out of hand and your muddy bubbles roam across my floor, carrying away the things I treasure, hell, there ain't no way to measure why I love you more than I did the day before. River in the rain. Sometimes at night you look like a long white train, winding your way somewhere. River, I love you, don't you care? But sometimes in a time of trouble, when you're out of hand and your muddy bubbles roll across the floor, hey, 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 carried away the things I treasure, hell, there ain't no way to measure why I love you more than I did the day before. River in the rain. Sometimes at night you look like a long white train, winding your way away from me.
River, I've never seen a sea.
Someplace, and I got a need to climb upon your back and ride. You can look for me when you see me coming. I may be running, I don't know. I may be tired and a running fever, but I'll be headed south to the mouth of the Ohio. So look out for me, oh muddy water. Your mysteries are deep and wide, and I got a need for going someplace, and I got a need to climb upon your back and ride. Well, I've been down to the pain and sorrow of no tomorrow's coming in, but I put my pole to the river bottom, and I got to hide someplace to find myself again. So look out for me, oh muddy water. Your mysteries are deep and wide, and I got a need for going someplace, and I got a need to climb upon your back and ride. Look out for me,
look out for me,
oh muddy water.
Oh, muddy water.
Daniel Jenkins' River in the Rain and Ron Richardson' Muddy Water. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. In the early and mid-1970s, Robert B. Sherman and Richard M. Sherman wrote scores for movie adaptations of Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn. Like their music for such Disney movies as Mary Poppins and Winnie the Pooh, their songs here are lighter than air, aimed at what they call a family audience. Nothing gritty anywhere in sight, but upbeat with an elemental charm of its own devising. From the score to Tom Sawyer, Charlie Pride sings River Song.
River runs warm in the summer sun. River runs cold when the summer's done. But a boy's just a dreamer by the riverside. Cause the water's too fast and the water's too wide. Then the world turns around and the boy grows tall. He hears the song of the river call. The river song sings, travel on, travel on. You blink away a tear and the boy is gone. Oh, river's gonna flow across the land, across the land. Oh, a river's gonna flow to the sea. In his life, is he free? Only one golden time in his life, is he free?
Charlie Pride, River Song. When composer Kurt Weill fled Germany for America in the early 1930s, he was already familiar with American jazz. As in France and England, it had been all the rage in Germany for a decade. When he arrived, though, he soon realized that the American theater music was strikingly different from what he'd been writing. He adapted and succeeded and came to see himself as an American. When he and his most frequent collaborator, playwright Maxwell Anderson, set out to write a musical adaptation of Huck Finn, Weill soon realized that he didn't know enough about American folk music. He studied it seriously and soon began to write, filtering its themes and rhythms into his new songs. He and Anderson completed 4 songs before the composer died of a heart attack later in the year. From the unfinished score to Huck Finn, Come In Mornin', and This Time Next Year.
Let's
Duke Special Come In Mornin', and Greg Baker This Time Next Year. Some songwriters wrote adaptations of Twain's novels and stories, but others borrowed to make songs of their own, no one more often than Jimmy Buffett. Buffett, who likes the open road and open sea, especially when they read to the Caribbean, has borrowed from one of Twain's lesser-known works three different times. It's a travel book called Following the Equator, sometimes called Two Tramps Abroad, written in 1897. Twain talked about remittance men as dissipated ne'er-do-wells belonging to the important families in England. His family banished him, but sent money to his arrival port so he could live for a while after he arrived. He lived on his family's remittances. Jimmy Buffett, remittance man, and Take Another Road.
Sinner on the mainland, he's a sinner on the sea. He looks for absolution, not accountability. How many destinations, oh God, he's seen them all. He collects his precious bits and every port of call. Remittance man, black sheep of the family clan, broke too many rules along the way. Remittance man, so far away from home, no, they'll never understand the remittance man. Man of empty pockets, from jingling his change, the idleness and grieving for all that he retains. By the harbor lights of Sydney or the Bora Bora moon, he recites his sad confession to the seagulls and the loons. Remittance man, black sheep of the family clan, broke too many rules along the way. Remittance man, so far away from home, no, they'll never understand the remittance man. Well, you could claim that you were born a prince, but you're the only one you can convince. Survivor with no livelihood, that you could ever make it good, but still you dream of what you can pretend. Run aground It's a very vicious circle, going round and round and round. And he watches from the fantail as the mainland disappears. Just like the Flying Dutchman, he's a prisoner of his fears. Remittance man, black sheep of the family clan, broke too many rules along the way. Remittance man, so far away from home. No, they'll never understand. No, they'll never understand. No, they'll never understand.
Fade away like bison, headed for the jungle. The cowboy can't endure, never look back, that's what he swore. I'll take my pony to the shore, somewhere, somewhere.
Jimmy Buffett, Remittance Man, and Take Another Road. During World War II, conductor Andre Kostolanitz commissioned a number of important American composers to write pieces about important American figures. Among such people as Aaron Copland, Kostolanitz included Jerome Kern. The result is the four-part Mark Twain Portrait for Orchestra, a musical treatment of Twain's life. It begins with Hannibal Days, the boyhood that Twain drew upon in Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn, Keith Lockhart, and the Boston Pops. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops with Hannibal Days. Mark Twain as a subject, source, and inspiration for music has gone on for a century. The lyricism, the wit and irreverence, and the skepticism and deepening darkness with which he viewed us provides a steady readership more than a century after his death and the source material for music, songs, and shows. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's fascinating rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program, or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.